Now, you guys are pretty young, but as you get older, you know, sex, the actual sex play becomes less important, the physical part. And you could still do the complete penetration of her just with your attention in a way that she will physically feel it in her body and have a physical orgasm. So you could have no erection, fully clothed, 100 years old, let's say, you know, because this is what it's for, long-term relationships. You don't have to be inside of her with your penis for her to feel you inside of her, pinning her open with the force of your love, the weight of your love, if it were. So there's a kind of mass to consciousness, an actual mass that women want to feel. They want to be weighted, pinned by that mass, and twinky dudes won't do it. Like, oh, is this okay? Oh, that's not... But to feel into her, to not have to ejaculate, to give her everything, all of your attention, she's just taken by you. That's what she's been waiting for all of her life, which means she'll immediately complain because she's got to see if it's real. She's not thinking this way. This is how the feminine's built. So she's going to, the best, your best moment of practice, she's going to criticize. Is this all you got? Or I don't know what she's going to say. And if you weaken in that moment, she shouldn't trust you. But if you go like, yeah, this is it. You know, like, I mean, if you're like right there, she just surrenders again and tests you again. So the only way for the, I'm talking to a man again, the only way for the masculine not to feel like, Jesus Christ, when is she going to stop, is celibacy. So men have a, and I'm being serious, men have a choice, and they've chosen this throughout historical time. They could be without a woman, maybe not celibate, maybe they see a prostitute, but you know, the whole Zen Buddhist tradition, I don't know if all of you know this, it was like this. Most of them were monks without wives, but they saw prostitutes. So there's all kinds of ways to work these things out. But one way for men to do it is, I don't want to be tested by women's emotional things all the time. Therefore, I'm going to sit in a cell, shave my head, and just hang out with other men and contemplate bliss or something like that. That's one choice. The other choice is, I want to contemplate bliss with my woman. Now, if that's the choice, and it is your choice, that's the choice of what I just described. You have chosen someone who will always criticize, insult, attempt to deflate you and test you. She won't tell you she's doing that. She'll disagree that she's doing that. You can never talk to her about this. But you know she's always doing it. And there has to be a place in you that, making the choice of her, realizes that's super valuable. Because anything other than imperturbable consciousness is going to be perturbed. I mean, a woman's insult hurts like shit. I mean, it's bad. So if there's any part of you that's still in the first stage need for mommy daddy approval, it's like Velcro, her thing just sticks to it. So her constant questioning of your practice capacities, you small dick ejaculator, you, or whatever, is the greatest blessing you could have. I mean, you couldn't find a spiritual teacher who could better. And she loves you. This is what she does to the person she loves the most in the world. And so you love each other, you take her tests and challenges, you know she's built that way to help you be the best man, to be consciousness. You don't have to choose her, you could choose to be on your own, but having chose her, you don't get to complain anymore. You can't complain about her complaints. That's what you've chosen. You know, that's, you could choose monkhood, so to speak, that's an option, but to choose a woman means to choose someone who wants you to be conscious, and she wants you to be conscious, so she sees, is this real? Are you going to collapse? She's not thinking this. It's all automatic. None of this is strategic. It's just the way it works out. From the man's side, it's like, Jesus, stop already. But so anyways, that embrace of her complaint is the biggest gift she can give you in some ways. Mm-hmm. I mean, she loves you. It's really a love complaint. It's really, I love you so much, I want your best. I don't want to settle for this. And that's a beautiful, partner.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.